With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Family Secrets is a production of iHeartRadio.
Danny's Listening is a bonus series brought to you by Family Secrets.
I have a last name that I was given at birth because it's my father's last name. And it was my grandfather's last name and my father's family's last name. So when I went to college, a professor pointed out to me that it was a famous last name that belonged to the barrister in the U.S. that created the warrant. So I continued with my last name into my marriage, did not take my married name either, and had a couple of graduate degrees. Unbeknownst to me, when my grandfather died in 1999, I learned he had adopted my father, and he was not my biological grandfather. And then things began to make sense because he didn't act like it. We were left out of that inheritance because we were not biologically related. My father passed away a few years ago, and I never heard or knew anything about his father, being told that he had disappeared in the Merchant Marine, that my father was a baby, and never knew his dad. After I did Ancestry DNA, a cousin reached out to me this summer through the internet who found me as a match, and decided to help me discover this grandfather that I had a name to but did not know anything about that family. He discovered he died differently than we expected and that he had called in 3 days after his wife died to a West Coast newspaper to say he had shot his wife, and 3 days later, after he made that phone call, he shot himself. But it's a shock to me, and I doubt my father ever knew what happened to his real dad. He did well in his life, but there is this legacy that was never shared. And now maybe I know why, or we just never wanted to know why.
Hi, it's Danny. Thanks so much for taking the time to share your story with us. It sent chills down my spine because I'm putting together season 6 of Family Secrets, which will drop on December 9th, by the way. And one of the episodes is literally called Name of the Father. So you were given a last name at birth that meant something to you as you grew up. A famous last name. One you felt connected to and proud of. I totally relate to that. I felt the same way about the Shapiro family. They were illustrious, prosperous, admired. It was a legacy I attached myself to. I didn't take my husband's name either when I married, and all of my books are published under that name, Danny Shapiro. To discover well into a life that the name on your birth certificate is not the same as the family name you come from biologically is a wild blow, and it's one that's hard for many people to wrap their heads around. It's the discovery of it that is, I think, the biggest shock and heartache. Believing one thing and discovering another at such a fundamental level. It's heartbreaking that your father was left out of his inheritance because he had been adopted. That blow on top of the blow of the discovery must have been extremely painful for him, for all of you. And now you're left, thanks to the wonders of DNA discovery, holding all this new information about your biological genetic heritage. Your dad is gone. You're pretty sure that he never knew what happened to his biological dad, who lived a life that contrasts sharply with the life he had known. I have a few more thoughts. First, that cousin who reached out on Ancestry.com sounds like a really good and kind person, one of those angels we meet along the way when we're on the rocky path of such an unexpected discovery. Secondly, you say your dad did well. He had a successful life. This to me feels key. Your dad gave you that name. No, perhaps it wasn't his genetic family name, but he lived most of his life with that name, and you've lived all of your life with yours. I've come to think of these complex stories, like yours, like mine, as threads in a tapestry. All these threads woven together is what made your dad, and what makes you you. I wonder if you can embrace your dad's family name, the one he lived and died with. That's as true as anything else. And I wonder, too, if you might find some small, private, deeply personal way to acknowledge that other thread that is woven into what makes you, you. I wish you the best of luck on your ongoing journey. I'll be thinking of you.
If you have a family secret story you'd like to share on Danny's Listening, please call 888-SECRET-0. That's 888-SECRET and the number 0.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.